This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You know, Guti, on this hour, we usually bring you Mr. Maqi with Alwande no Melissa. So this morning, Mr. Maqi, good morning, Mr. Maqi. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Vubane Prefect Show, Knowledge Hub. Thank you. Good morning.
Siyabonga kakhulu for joining us this morning. Ngiyasho ukuthi isikhathi sama exams asibaboni o Alwande.
Yes. The pressure is out there. Hope people are coping. Good luck to you all.
Definitely. And I know that abona abantu osebenza kakhulu, abona ama stakeholders wakho la, ama students, yes. Most of the time. Mawufika nje library, Mr. Maqi, always surrounded by students.
Yes. Yeah. I know we do. We love what we do, right? We like to help. Always, anytime, if you are not sure, come and see us. That's what we do.
Definitely. Now, so Mr. Maqi, what do you have for us this morning, Gwi Knowledge Hub?
So MUT Radio and June is a special month, right? So we were born on 16 June 2021.
Definitely.
And it's an online radio, right? So the conversation really is about the internet. So if you're a young person, the assumption is always made to you enjoy being online and it makes things convenient for you, right? But sometimes, you know, things are, it's not as easy as it is. I mean, last week on 27 May, the IEC launched its voter registration campaign. So they say, get up, show up, vote. So they say it's targeted at young people to encourage them to use more of their online facilities. So on the weekend of 20 to 21 June, so there will be a voter registration weekend. I mean, for those who want to go there physically, but otherwise you can use their app to download. Then also, we're just talking about just now of there's also a FIFA Soccer World Cup, right?
Yes.
So starting from 11 June to our first game is Bafana, New Mexico. On 11 June, Thursday, and the last game, the final, hopefully Bafana will be on the last game as well, on 19 July, a few weeks later.
In fact, our president did tell them that uzobe khona on the 19th of July when they play that final.
Let's hope so, man. Let's hope so. Let's hope 2026 is good for us, you know. So as they say, they are gods of football. So let's hope they are on our side this time around. So I mean, you will see as well with your streaming, your streaming platforms, your TV stations, your phones. So basically, for you to watch soccer, you must be glued on some screen, right?
Yeah.
So e-access with internet is going to be a big deal for this month. So if you are battling really to have access to internet to data, you might find yourself struggling. So, I mean, I found some consumer market research ends with this American company, Geopoll. They don't say the date, but the website says 2026. So I'm assuming it might be a few years, I'm not sure. But at least the date for me doesn't matter. So what is more instructive is what they are telling us. So 76%. So I think 3 out of 4 of us are using prepaid. So very few people can afford to have contracts. And most people have ama Samsung phones. I mean, Bukuma consumers at the time, it's a 49%. So almost half of us are using Samsung. I'm using Samsung now. And then you have also 1 out of 4 with Huawei. Same as it's Huawei, right?
Yeah.
And then the other one, it could be a split between people who have iPhones, blah, blah, blah. But really the biggest chunk goes to Samsung and Huawei. And then the same people abanamaphone, their dream phone is iPhone. So wonke umuntu, if you are giving somebody a gift, so if on 16 June you want to give MUT Radio a present for a birthday, so give them iPhone.
Please. Oh, please. Yes.
We noticed that jump. Under your door, just slide the box or your voucher. And then also, the Samsung also very popular as well. So you can see, the people who are petty Huawei, for example, they compromise with the Bayon. So I think that's what you open an iPhone or else there's a compromise with the Samsung.
Yeah.
Now, so the reason people will choose amafonzo, amafonu ambo is the one of the main reason is space, so a memory. So yeah. how much can I keep in my phone? So that is around 29%. Then must go buy battery, because I mean, people are always on the move, right? So you want to at least 2 hours if I'm away for the whole day. So if a tram is going to last me that long, because it's just last cream and I wonder about this, baby, person, my phone, and doing everything on their phone. And then it's interesting for me that in German, I mean, a camera, for example, is a number last, I mean, even as low as 14%. So which means the fact that there are more apps now on these devices, people are still taking pictures, but when they choose a phone, it's no longer that main feature that it used to be some time back.
Yeah.
But basically, all of us are looking for devices that are fast, that are smart, that are safe, and that are convenient. But having said that, I mean, we know also there are barriers that we need to overcome, right? So one of them is that I think I know, especially for our campus, people will be leaving for home at the end of the month after finishing exams, assessments.
Yes.
So one of the big issues always is the network coverage. With where you are you able to get value for money? How much time do you spend waiting for something to download or upload on your device? So network coverage is always a problem. Then must have a cost. Now you must pay for yourself, right? So you decide how much you are willing to spend on your data. Then number three, must have a brand. As much as I wish to have a phone I love or a phone I like, the first thing I consider would say, would I get network coverage? Would I be able to, would I afford the data? And then the last one, Masuba, my SMSs and my phone calls. But these days, very few people still use
SMSs.
My SMSs and my phone calls. Yeah. So, that has also shifted towards the end. Now, budget wise, so most people, 48%, almost half, spend between 100 rand and 250 rand kuma data. So buying airtime, that's a huge chunk.
Yeah.
Interestingly, only 3% spend more than 2,000 rand kuma airtime. So people know what's good for them, right? So people pick and choose. In the middle, at 22%, for me, this was interesting. So you do have those people who spend up to 500 rand on their phones. But in general, I think a lot of us don't want to spend so much money. Oh, now for so okay. If you are living as well campus, at least budget that 250 rand. At least you might be able to survive up until you come back. If you are relying on our campus Wi-Fi, residence Wi-Fi, most of the time.
Yes, and that's most of us, eh?
Yeah, I mean it gets hectic, you know, buying these things. And there was a few years back some campaign to say data must fall. It hasn't worked. I mean the network providers are not interested. They come up with all sorts of excuses and justifications. And so every time someone says we're paying more, they say no, they give you that reason. Do this. But in reality, there's a lot of us are on prepaid. So prepaid can be expensive, right? And then, I mean, just lastly, I mean, while we're talking about this, we'll see. So if you are giving somebody a gift as well, I would say she'll go to he'll welcome.
Definitely.
iPhone. And, with the data, the power bank and it. So, yes. I mean, so that's as well. It made you it will solve this problem of you now having to worry about. And also, if you are giving him that, also please make it cordless. Make it be a good one which allows him to use multiple devices as well.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's a present. I think that's the gift that people are looking for these days. And then also now, my phones. I mean, the latest phones now are trying to also come up with options, you know, to allow you to save data with those features. So if you have your own phone, just check. Go from my settings of phone now, because does it allow you now? To have options where it helps you save on that. Just a few things to talk about as well while we're talking about young people in the internet. One of the big, I mean, internet is a child. I mean, a lot of these apps, they are relatively young. ChatGPT only came out on 30 November 2022, and within a month they had 100 million users.
Imagine.
So it changed education, it changed schooling, it changed whole perception, right? Positively so, negatively so, we are as yet to find out, but soon we will know. In the same way that when Google launched in 1998, but the big one that they did was Chrome for me in 2008. Because Chrome as a browser,
Chrome came after.
Oh, okay. So they came with the Google in 2008, and then they came up with the Gmail, which also was big, but not so big because we already had the free email, but it was big in the sense that it was now trying to integrate these different things. Then they gave us Chrome. Now, Chrome, at the time when it came out, it allowed us to view PDF files. I mean, from us as librarians, as people who love to read. So it made it easier to share files. I mean, for now, we take it for granted. We say, you can just send me a PDF. It did not used to be as easy as that, not so long ago.
Okay. So you needed some sort of an app.
An app to open a PDF. And it couldn't be searched as well. I mean, these days, PDF, it can read itself. You can search it.
You can convert it to Word.
So from the point of view of sharing text, that was massive. And the other one, I'm not sure, checking your age, you put out to, if you remember, BlackBerry.
Oh, I know.
I'm not sure what happened to BlackBerry. I mean, they said, but 2009 also, I mean, if you boy went on it, was big because, I mean, you had BlackBerry, which allowed people suddenly to use phones to access internet, you know. So share emails, conduct MSHs, PPM, but also because now at the time, Wi-Fi became a very corner. So, but go back on Wi-Fi 4. So, I mean, the latest version and Abakulu Manga Mandu Wi-Fi 7 or 8. So, which is faster and blah, blah. But at the time, also now, it changed our lives. Also came along WhatsApp. So, in the same year. So, there are a few, of these apps. I'm trying to stress upon this that have changed a lot of what we do. Positively so. I mean, even up to as recently as your Netflix and your Spotify, that are helping us, you know, from the point of view of being able to share information. So if you are a young person, unfortunately, as we said, this, you have in your pockets every now and then, say up to 250 rand, 300 rand, just to keep yourself connected, knowledgeable, and enjoying these conversations that we are having here on MUT Radio Knowledge Hub this morning.
Kunjalo, Mr. Makhi, joining us in studio this morning, speaking about a device, sisebenzisa kakhulu, particularly futhi and nendlela sisebenzisa ngayo, because you might have a phone, but you'll definitely need the internet too for everything to function. And ngiyazi laphana kwa iPhone, they need you to pay for everything. You pay for space, you pay for, there's quite a lot of things that you pay for.
I mean, the difference really between Android and iOS. iOS is that, so when I young kid is premium, so everything, I mean, it's prestige, right? So maybe that's why if you see some numbers, so all of us are gravitating, you know, towards Samsung, because we think you can't afford that other one day.
But man, that is the Knowledge Hub. Agui Vukubangela Breakfast Show, Mr. Makhi joining us in studio.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.